want you to want it bad. Stop. All right, so I think before we get into the song, we should smoke another doobie. Because after we're long, see, after I'm long gone, that's, yeah. That's, let's smoke another doobie, yeah, so I can play the song. We're going to smoke another doobie.
Before you record the song?
Yeah, before I record the song. See, now, this is, yeah, I do, yeah. But the thing is, we're down here at Fred's Basement Recording. It is on February 12th at 11:39 p.m. Now, I came down to visit for the night, stay over, and drink a little beer, wine. We went out to dinner, and we're back here, and we've been getting it on all night. So after I'm long and gone, dead and song, no more I'll be singing, because I'm 70 now. But the reason I'm doing this is because someday you're going to be sitting around a fireplace, drinking a glass of wine, saying, hey, you know that old man? He was a pretty cool shit, wasn't he? 70 years old, he's smoking doobies with his brother, recording songs. And what more could you ask for? And I got songs for everyone. I wrote one for Ashley and Andy and Ross. And so I said, I worked with this guy, Paul Alves, for 20 years. And over those 20 years, he retired to go, God, quite a while ago. He's my age, he's 70. So he's had some problems. He had a stroke. He's lost most of his ambulatory skill, but his cognitive ability is awesome. So I went up last week for the third time in the last few months, because I told him 2 years ago that the next time I come back, I would bring him a song that I would write about Paulie and me and our 20 years together. So, Ross, this is certainly for you and Andy, because you knew Paul really well, and Ashley. So, remember me well, drink and toast your glasses high as you listen to this song that I wrote for Paul Alves. Well, this is a ballad about two guys. They both had vision. They wanted to fly. Now they got on a plane. Of what PD could be. Well, they petitioned the judge without any fear. Please trademark us before we leave here. While they say they came from different mothers and traveled the country like brother and brother, they knew how to work, they knew how to play. They shouted to the world they had something to say. Now, neither one was right. Talking about highs and talking about lows. They love putting on their brand new old show. Just Paulie and me. Just Paulie and me. Just Paulie and me. They travel local and they travel far. Drinking fine wine, smoking big cigars. Now they stay in fine places and nice hotels. They promised each other tell how they rented sporty cars, drink fine wine, and smoke their cigars as they pass time. Just Paulie and me, just Paulie and me. Now Paulie and Ricky, they were friends true and true, spreading the word like the Bible do. Side by side, expounding their word, hundreds and thousands professed they heard. Now everyone thought Ricky and Paulie were hip. They helped define religion, understand leadership. Just Paulie and me. Just Paulie and me. Just Paulie and me. Spreading the message far and wide. They talked about your willingness to look inside. They were great educators for sharing insight. They helped everyone to turn on their light. They encouraged you to be all you could be. They would help you understand what you couldn't see. Take a look inside your personality. They gave you the answers. They gave you the key. What was fake and real about your personality? They spread the gospel. They spread the word. Telling you things you may never have heard. They made you better. They helped you grow. They're honest. show you the light, how reflectivity drives your insight. Do you need to understand how to compromise? They'll help you look inside so there's no surprise. Just Paulie and me. Just Paulie and me. They were both standing by the lake one day. Rick threw a stone in and Paulie did say, hey, watch the ripples on the stone fade away. They looked at each other and said, okay. Now they both understood how quickly life goes. They were inspired to put on the greatest show. Just Paulie and me. Just Paulie and me. They talked about life and family. They understood the value of vulnerability and the journey into the final stage of life. They've eliminated stress and all their strife. And when they look back and say where 20 years ago, all they talk about is putting on their show. Hello.